What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Return of the Mac, back to back, K-Mac to C-Mac. I've got like less than 50 minutes left. We'll continue with the conversation on the Mets here because I had something in my notes. 10 days ago, Juan Soto said, you know, we get guys on base and we just go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Savannah Bananas coming to Yankee Stadium. I'll see y'all there Saturday night. It's up. But since Juan Soto talked about getting guys on base and going bananas, the Mets have lost 7 out of 8. They could have lost all 8. I don't know, man. There is something in the baseball gods and the universe with the Mets. As soon as Steve Cohen comes out and says, yeah, how about that? How about the Fab Four? Mm-mm. Soon as Eric Chavez gets on his Instagram to start proclaiming that the offense is back, they don't do anything after that. And so this is a lineup that we thought could hit with anybody. They could hit any pitching, and the Mets pitching would just have to do enough. And now it's just disjointed, bro. It's not mathing. The math is not mathing. It's not adding up. I'm pointing the finger at David Stearns. I saw somebody in the YouTube chat said, we never said he was a genius. He got a lot of credit. He got a lot of credit his first year for the Mets getting to the NLCS. As any GM would, but specifically because it was his first year and they caught fire like they did. I think there was just credit to go around and we didn't really know where to place it. I give Jorge Lopez credit. Remember after that game, we thought he said he was on the worst effing team. And really, he was saying, I got to look like the worst effing teammate. And then, you know, they called the team meeting. And then Candelita went number one, Latin digital single. Grimace threw out the first pitch. And I don't know, man. They need something. They need something to pop up here at home. This is it. Like, and the Texas Rangers, they're hot right now. And DeGrom, like, DeGrom's not coming in here. DeGrom is not coming in here and giving you anything. Like, he's coming back to his mound. You know what I'm saying? He's coming back to his building to shove, to say, I still got it. And you know who his vendetta is probably against? Not David Stearns, Steve Cohen. Oh, you guys didn't want to give me the extra money, to give me the extra year? Okay. And I missed a year, but I'm back now. You could use me now, couldn't you? And you'll see Jonah Tong. And it's a big spot for Jonah Tong. It's a big, big weekend for the alumni to come back, but there'll be good vibes and good energy. Like, you know, I'm sure seeing the older Mets and, you know, the 86 Mets, like it'll help, but this is it because the fans are pissed off. And there are fans that are going to go there, obviously, for the, you know, the memories of DeGrom and you know, the alumni game. But if these guys don't get it together, they're gonna boo. They're going to boo. It's going to get loud. And the time is now. They have lost too many games down the stretch here. You're supposed to be playing your best baseball. You're supposed to be rounding into shape here. Since they swept the Phillies, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Marlins in their building. Can't happen. Go and take 2 from the Tigers, which, like, I don't know what was going on there, where you put up 10 and 12 against the Tigers and then lose to the Reds, get swept by the Phillies. Got to right the ship now because there's no time left. So let's go down to Atlanta, take my last Mets call before I get out of here. Gregory, you're back on the Fan.
Keith. So glad to speak to you as always, sir. There's such irony in this because do you remember our last conversation? I referenced it to the Avengers.
Yeah.
Doc Strange with the portal and the Yankees going through and the Mets not. Well, that's happening. I'm not the voice of doom and gloom here, but watching this team this entire almost, you know, we're coming towards the end of the season, there's been a pattern there. And it's symptomatic of the entire team except for Juan Soto. You know, Juan Soto in the beginning, yes, he was slumping, but the blueprint's there. You don't have to be Juan Soto, but look how he approaches the plate. You're not seeing that from some of these other guys. And it's definitely between the ears is one thing. And the other thing is maybe they're spending too much time on that iPad trying to figure out what the pitcher's doing.
Maybe. They weren't able to work walks. Lizardo absolutely locked in and was perfect after that inning where they jumped all over and they had the double steal. Like, I'm listening to the game and I'm like, oh, here it is. This is where it starts. Like, they start off the top of the first with the right energy. I don't know. It just was setting you up for failure.
Hitting coach, brother. It's the hitting coach. I'm telling you. I got that champagne bottle. I'm going to crack it open when they get rid of those 2 losers that's giving the advice.
Yeah, because, you know.
I mean, Chavez is all right. He was slightly above average ball player. He was no, like, superstar. But he's trying to give hitting advice. Man, get out of here. Kick rocks. Want to go talk to Carlos Delgado. He used to keep a book. He used to keep a book of the pitchers he faced. It's a psychology to it, too, but it's also you got to know what your hitting zone is. And these guys are all over the place. And that's about it. That's all I got to say to you. But, hey, I look forward to catching up with you and let you know when I crack that champagne bottle.
I'll be here. Thanks for the call, Greg. 888-808-1019. I don't want to be pulling up receipts on what folks said. Actually, I do. I'm ready to do it right now. Let me not even lie. I'm not going to hold you. That's my only shtick is pretending like I don't want to troll the Mets. Like, I don't. It's just, it's too easy, bro. It's bad fun. But I do want there to be nights where, you know, the Mets play a postseason game, the Yankees play a postseason game. Like, I don't want it to just be Yankee fans hoping and wishing the Yankees win and Met fans hating and hoping the Yankees lose. I want us to both have some stock and some stake in. And what goes on. And I think this team has enough to figure it out here, but it just, I don't know. You think these kids are going to just be solid every time out the rest of the way? Every time they pitch, there's more film on them. There's more of a book on them. This lineup has got to be better. It's too much money in this lineup for them to be putting up zeros, striking out, not working walks. Not going bananas, not getting guys on base and driving them in. They did in the beginning of the game, and then they went quiet. Maybe they got comfortable. Maybe they thought we did enough. 4 runs, we should be able to hold. No, the Phillies, they knew. Give it time. A couple times through the lineup, we'll get to Peterson and whoever they bring out of the pen. Oh, they want to go Reed Garrett? Carlos Mendoza, you know, I think he's a good guy. This is his second year, too. He might not be the right guy for this Juan Soto-led Mets. You need somebody with some fire, man. He seems too cool. He seems too casual. He seems too comfortable in a way that's like, no, we know who we are. We're going to turn around. It's like, when?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
At this point in the season now, like, I don't know. I'm going off of, like, Buck Showalter. Buck Showalter would have been a little different as far as his delivery and his urgency and his fire as far as what this team needs to do, especially against your division rivals. Like, especially against a team that, you know, you had a first-place lead on. You just swept. You supposedly own. Like, your fans feel good about if you get into the dance, if you face the Phillies, you'll be able to beat them. I don't know about that anymore. Fingers crossed, but you got to sweat it out. And a lot of you aren't sweating it out. I jumped into a couple Mets spaces this week. Every night it was a loss. And I heard a lot of people checking out. A lot of people talking about the collapse. A lot of people being done with this team, saying it's inevitable. And I've been on this schedule for weeks now where I said, okay, they got to win the rest of these series to like really lock it up. The Giants, you own the tiebreaker against the Reds, you don't. And they're both on your heels. And they're not playing good baseball right now where, like, you're facing teams like the Texas Rangers who just swept the Milwaukee Brewers. And then also, the Texas Rangers had an off day. They're in New York already. They're waiting for you. DeGrom is waiting for you. They're not going to have any mercy. Like, the Texas Rangers are looking at it like, hey, our season is not over yet. The Texas Rangers are looking at it like, if we go in here and handle business, we're a game and a half out of the wild card. The Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants are a game and a half out of wild card. It's tighten up time. 888-808-1019. The Yankees need to tighten up their PR. They need to tighten up their messaging. I just don't understand, bro. It doesn't make any sense. And like, we're going to continue to talk about it, I'm sure. And Volpe at some point will be in the lineup again. But like, who did it serve to cover up this injury? Who did it benefit? Who did it help? The Yankees? Because they didn't want to take out their shortstop that they drafted and developed and put on billboards. And, you know, now he's got advertising with Red Bull and Charles Tirrett. And, like, you know, he's on, you know, the ticket bill. I don't know. It didn't help Anthony Volpe any. He got hurt and he struggled after. It didn't help Aaron Boone's case, who, you know, people are calling for Boone's job, and Boone's putting him in the lineup, and even Boone today is starting, hey, I didn't know about this on, you know, like this is a separate thing. I didn't know he re-aggravated this shoulder thing. You would think the manager should know about the health of his players. It definitely didn't help the fans. And this doesn't help the fans either, because like now the fans are just even more like, we don't trust y'all. We don't know what to believe. And we don't care. Just play Caballero. Let's go to Pat in Ozone Park on the fan. What's up, Pat?
Hi, Kate. 4 years. Love you, man.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Listen, on this Volpe thing, I don't believe the Yankees. Doesn't sound like you believe them. I think it's all a face-saving thing. And I think that in trying to do the face-saving, they blew even that.
Like, they botched this. It's just like, why now? I don't know. It doesn't do anything now to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, because it's like May, June, July, August, September, 4 months of a baseball season. That's half the season. Like,
You the man, Keith. You the man. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Appreciate the call, Pat. I just don't understand. And, like, I don't know why they can't just call a spade a spade. You know, like the New York phrase, I'm not going to hold you. Don't hold me up, Yankees. Just tell me what it is. I can handle it. We can handle it. He's hurt. He can't play. Okay. Instead of running him out there every day, it's insanity, expecting different results. How many nights were I saying, like, Anthony Volpe's not going to magically fix himself? And now, like, I do feel even more bad for the kid, because he's not Judge, a big burly ox. He's a little guy. And I remember watching that game, and they stopped that game for like 20 minutes. I wonder if I can go to the box score and see how long that delay. I'm like, he's hurt. He's hurt. Take him out. And I think he finished that game. And for what, bro? What do you achieve? And like, what appearance are you trying to put on? It's not like he is an all-star. It's not like he is a fan favorite. He's the whipping boy. If anything, he's the least favorite. It's him and Devin Williams. So what did that accomplish? In Brooklyn, Sonny's up next on the fan. What you thinking about?
Yo, Keith, all I got to say is, man, you're an awesome guy. I used to live in Chicago, 98, 99, during Michael Jordan, in 2005, during the White Sox. I moved out to Miami. I was there in 2010, 11, 12 during the Miami Heat days. I moved out here to New York. And I'll tell you what, I got into baseball recently for this season. And it's exciting to listen to you right after every single game. And I always look forward to it. Just wanted to let you know that. First-time caller. So thank you so much for everything, man. And
appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I had a question in terms of this whole Volpe situation with him being hurt and things like that. Now, I come from a finance accounting background, right? Like Wall Street, Rockefeller, that kind of thing. And if you are investing in a company, I know it's not the same, but let's say I'm a fan, I'm investing in the team, right? I want to know everything that's going on, right? You can talk about company trade secrets, all that stuff. But when you got a player hurt, it's like you got a defective product and you're selling that defective product. And then when the manager, let's say it would be like the CEO, right? Because he's not the, let's say Boone is the CEO. He's not the part of the governors or the directors, those kind of things. Like, I feel like as a fan, I've been defrauded, you know? Like,
that's a great way to put it. That's a great metaphor and an analogy for it. We've been watching this kid play all season, striking out, leading the league in errors, and he's had a partially torn labrum. He shouldn't have been out there.
Dude, it's like, dude, I mean, you've had Caballero, right? It's been since May. This kind of thing, it's like,
I mean, they've had Caballero since, you know, the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But even, that's the deadline. That's what I said before. If you knew Volpe had a partially torn labrum, you could have traded for someone earlier. Shut him down. But I guess their only option, and this is where, like, and I don't mean to keep cutting you off. We're kind of having the back and forth. I'm looking at Cashman, bro. Why were you so confident in Volpe? You're fighting Joel Sherman at the GM meetings about him. You're so confident in Volpe that you don't have a backup plan for him. You guys are so confident in Volpe that you tell him you're the shortstop. We're not going to send you down. You were just so sure. Why was he the lock? You weren't even that sure with Judge. It was Judge versus Aaron Hicks in right field when Judge was coming up.
I love Judge. Yo, Volpe's got some tapes on somebody. That's all I got to say.
It's crazy.
Man, thank you so much, man, for being like the one thing I look forward to after every single Yankee game. It's awesome. And honestly, maybe one day I'll catch you going solo to a game. That's something that I was about to go do that today, but I'm a girl dad. I got two girls in daycare. You know, things didn't go out that way. And honestly, like, I'm excited to watch the Yankees, but today I felt like the only exciting part was just to see Donald Trump. Yeah, okay, they won, but it's like, I feel like the Detroit Tigers, they lost more than the Yankees won. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to say, but like, it would have been much more epic if like they had won the series, but they didn't. And I felt like Trump came in the building and was like, yo, make sure the Yankees win today, okay? Okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's
Trump. Sure. I mean, he's the most powerful man in the world. Thanks for the call, Sonny. You know, Trump pulls up. He's talking about George Steinbrenner and respect to the boss. He's talking about when he used to come through and security is high level. And, yeah, you would have liked that to be the rubber match. You would have liked that to be the game to decide the series. But the Yankees decided to lay down and swing for the fences and look stupid for 2 days and let the bullpen implode. And that's not how it went. But, yeah. And I think the rest of the way here, it's okay. At least we've gotten to this point, right? Because, you know, the joke Sonny just made, like, he's got some pictures or something on somebody. I don't get it. This is professional sports. This is the New York Yankees, arguably the most famous franchise in professional sports. You know what was crazy yesterday? I went to the game yesterday, and you know how I always say, every night at Yankee Stadium, there's someone from out of the country. Every night at Yankee Stadium, it's someone's birthday. It's someone's first time. Someone's getting proposed to. Somebody's got a, you know, group of 10 tickets, whatever. I saw these people with these special made Yankee pinstripe jerseys that said Taiwan on them. They said Taiwan on the back and then different numbers, like I think like 1 through 8. And I drive back from the stadium last night and I get down here by like Charlton to pull up to WFAN. And I see one of the girls walking with the Yankee jersey that says, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, damn, what time should she leave the game and get on the train to be on foot down here? And I'm like, have you ever done that? Have you ever been in Yankee Stadium and then like dipped off either in your car or on the train and then saw somebody else in New York City that you saw? Like, I saw that person in the stadium. Like, either they're wearing a certain hat or a certain jersey, or like I think I've done that before, but that was funny. I'm like, she was at the Yankee game. I'm like, she must have left when the Yankees went down 3-0 instead of staying there to watch the Yankees completely give it up. 888-808-1019. I do want to talk about Thursday night football. Let me take another Yankee call, and then when we break, I'll come back and I'll talk about Thursday night football. I want to know how the Giant fan feels watching Thursday night football. Now, it did actually turn into, you know, the scoreboard made it look like a closer game, and it did turn into Washington actually scoring 15 points in the fourth quarter, but through three quarters, they only had 3. So I have some thoughts about that. We'll go through the box score, some different things. I definitely have some takes on the Green Bay Packers. But it's WFAN. It's after the Yankee game, after the Met game. The Yankees avoid the sweep. The biggest story of the day with the Yankees is Anthony Volpe's cortisone shot in his shoulder, and he's been playing with a partially torn labrum, and I just don't understand why you would hide that. I don't understand what the purpose is of not shutting him down and like forcing him to play through it when he's been terrible. Ray in Babylon on the Fan next. Go for it, Ray. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Please. Yeah, so Caballero for the rest of the season. And I don't think anybody's going to hold it against the Yankees or Anthony Volpe. It's a responsible thing to do. Yeah, you agree? Mm-hmm. Ray is with us. 888-808-101. Subconsciously, Ray is agreeing. It gets late, man. You know, I've been thinking about all these nights, too. I've definitely screwed up my biorhythms. I've probably taken a couple years off my life being up. I'm up every night till like 3, 4. At least you guys tune in and can just pass out. I can't fall asleep on air. I know that has happened before here, but I've never done that. Fleek is cracking me up. Fleek said we're 2 for 2 with the snoring, and the falling asleep on air happened exactly where I'm sitting right now. It's fun, man. Thanks for the call, Ray. Thanks for the snoring. I don't take it personal. I think in the beginning I did. Because in the beginning, people would write stuff online like, Keith McPherson is unlistenable. As soon as Keith McPherson comes on, I change the dial. Oh, Keith McPherson instantly puts me to sleep at night. I don't read so much anymore. It's funny how it evolves. When I first came into WFAN, and as you heard callers tonight, oh, I didn't think you were going to make it. Thanks. What'd you think? I was going to, like, combust? You think I was going to explode or something and poof, never come back? Like, the whole game was to learn the game. The whole game was to kind of, like, get better and develop my show. And if I wasn't getting better, that would be a problem. But in the beginning, I just would obsess about. I just had an interview with this kid from Quinnipiac, and I told him, you know, he's like, what was the biggest moment for you? I'm like, I've had so many blessed moments and big moments in my life and my career that I look back on, and I thank God that I've gotten this far in America, living my American dream to bring that all back. But I'm like, I was in Puerto Rico when they announced that I would become the new nighttime host. And I read everything. My wife went to sleep. I think I was in a casino just drinking and gambling. And I just went out on the beach and I was faded and I was just scrolling through, reading through everything. And I'm like, well, damn, I haven't even gotten on air yet and they hate me. So then when I did start, I was nervous and I was overthinking and I was reading stuff all the time. Now I don't care. And now I have a kid and now I've gotten to the point where, like, it does not matter. I literally don't care. And I think I got enough love where, like, the math of the amount of people that show love and support and the real life, like I can't stand in one spot in Yankee Stadium without drawing a crowd. That's because of you guys. I can't go to Yankee Stadium without taking pictures. I am sometimes shocked at people's reaction towards me because I have been in that stadium for a lot longer, not being someone on the radio, not being on the fan where, like, nobody was checking for me. I've been in that stadium alone. So, like, I know. I told you guys earlier this week I was having a conversation and someone asked the reach of WFAN and I ChatGPT'd it and I was like, what? I was like, I didn't have a clue. I used to say, like, oh, yeah, hundreds of thousands of people can hear us. No way. ChatGPT claims that WFAN can reach 1.1 million people in a 15-minute span. You know how many five-hour shows I've done? 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Thursday Night Football. Week 2 is upon us. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We're wide open for calls. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus.
Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones. So in Lambeau, after the Green Bay Packers defeat the Bummanders, the Washington Commanders, they interview Micah Parsons, right? And the Packers faithful are chanting, "Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. Unforgivable." Jerry Jones, who done did it now? I'm so done and detached. Like, I'm going home to get a fresh shape up, fade, and my barber is right across the street from where my mom stays. My mom is still rocking with the Dallas Cowboys. Bless her heart. She literally said the phrase, "I'm going down with the sinking ship." And I'm like, "All right, Ma, do your thing." Like, I can't tell you what to do, Ma. I put you on the sinking ship. If I'm getting off the sinking ship, you're supposed to follow your son, but whatever. I said, "I'll bring you some of my Dallas gear. I'll bring you all of it, honestly. You can choose whatever you want. I got a bunch of jerseys. I got hoodies, sweatpants, jacket. I'm never putting this on again. That is clown wear. I am never putting on Jerry Jones apparel. I'm done. And as I'm watching Micah Parsons apply pressure to Jaden Daniels, affect Jaden Daniels, disrupt the Bummanders offense, how do you trade this guy? How do you not even trade this guy? Because that's not what was supposed to happen. But I did get on the fan, and I remember a Cowboys fan calling me and saying, "Keith, what?" Because Jerry Jones told Cowboys fans, "Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about that." He's like, "How do you see this, you know, not getting done?" I'm like, they're on ESPN saying that the Ravens and the Bills should be calling the Cowboys. If they're saying that on air, like, that's where we're at. Like, these are people in the know that, like, the relationship is damaged to the point where they're going to have to trade him. Or if they didn't, Micah Parsons was going to sit out. And now you're seeing him in week two. He's in mid-season form. He didn't have a training camp. Next Gen Stats has Micah Parsons generated a team-high 8 pressures and half a sack on 37 pass rushes in his second game with the Packers. He's not even playing the whole game. 6 of Parsons' pressures came in the second half. You know what they're doing? They're saving him to close him out. I mean, he had a sack of Jared Goff, half sack tonight, and post-game, he's talking about, "We can get back to that bowl this quick." 3 weeks, he's talking about we with the Green Bay Packers and getting back to the bowl. Speaking of the bowl, watching the game tonight, they flashed a stat. Something about the 27 club, age 27. Bart Starr at age 27. NFL champion, 1961. Brett Favre, age 27. Super Bowl champion. Won Super Bowl 31. Aaron Rodgers, age 27, won the Super Bowl 2. You already know where I'm going with this, right? Jordan Love is about to turn 27. The Packers are Super Bowl favorites. How could they not be? How could they not be the team that you're thinking about is going to challenge the Philadelphia Eagles this year? They just beat the Lions, who were a playoff team, and that playoff team got beat by the Commanders, who were in the NFC Championship. The Packers won't face the Eagles until November. But they've got the Browns, and then they've got the Dallas Cowboys right after that. So they're going to go to Jerry World and embarrass the Cowboys. And if they stay healthy, they keep Jordan Love healthy. Like, Romeo Doubs is lighting it up for them. Remember Romeo Doubs got suspended? Romeo Doubs was suspended for a game last year in October for conduct detrimental to the team. He skipped practice. He was mad about, like, not getting enough targets. Now they're throwing him the ball. And they drafted Matthew Golden. Jaden Reed, I'm glad I didn't play him in fantasy. I thought about it after he scored last week. He got hurt tonight. But they have him, Christian Watson, Josh Jacobs. The Packers defense, they're beasts, bro. Like, they run to the ball. They swarm. They're monsters up front. They added Xavier McKinney to that team. And I wonder how the Giants fans are feeling watching a team go three quarters and hold the Commanders to 3 points and a Packers team go out there and score 27 points, 3 touchdowns on them just short week after, not even a full week, some 5 days after. 888-808-1019. Josh and Passaic back on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, how you doing?
Good, man. NFL week two is upon us. Good little Thursday night football game. You see the Packers, you see the Commanders. Did you watch that game?
No, you know, the Giants are chasing away all my football love. I didn't want to see the Commanders now anytime again. And, you know, so I heard about what happened in the game and stuff. And just like, it's the feel about the Giants. As a Giants fan, is like what are we supposed to say? Like, the team was like flat. The line stinks. So like, what could happen? Like, they should put Scattleboo. I think he would be a much better block than half the line. Hang the guy could just
you want dude. You it's want Scattleboo to put his hand in the dirt and play guard for Greg Van Roy.
I'm sure he can do a better job. The guy looks like he has you know, he has him.
You saw he got the scepter. He won the first scepter for angry runs with Kyle Brandt this week. You know what that is?
This guy. Oh, yo.
So it's like Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football. Every week he'll go through highlights of, you know, running backs or anybody with the ball that kind of trucked somebody or threw somebody off, and that early play where, you know, Cam Scattaboo was going up the sideline. He shook off like three defenders. He ended up getting the first scepter for angry runs.
Wow, look at that. Giants getting an award and let's know.
Yeah.
Have him do that.
He got that in his first game. I think he's going to be a regular. I think he's going to be somebody that wins that a lot because that's his style. But he's not going to block. They need to block this week. The Cowboys don't have that dominant of a pass rush up front. They need to have a better showing. And I do not want to hear that Jackson Dart will be playing in the second half and they're going to bench Russell Wilson. It makes no sense. No sense to bench. I don't care. Yeah, even if Russell Wilson is terrible in the first half, this is his whole game to lose.
Yeah, tired of like hearing all the whole package play thing. Like, let's throw him in for like, you know.
For what?
A quick set. Let's flip the whole offense. Like,
he's not a running quarterback. For what? Keep him safe.
Yeah, I don't know. Right, and then, you know, just quickly going on to my Mets real quick. Just, you know, I didn't have to this sweep, but just one word to put on the Mets. It's just sad how you have the top payroll, yet there's a huge black hole in the lineup, and it's not even in the lineup itself. It's not even really so much because of injuries. And then you look at the rotation, it's three rookies, and yet you have all this money being spent on these guys like Cam Page. And the worst thing is, watch the Mets come up versus the Rangers, and they're going to win 2 out of 3. Then they'll be 2.5 games up, and they're going to do this thing where they bounce back up and down. They do this, you know, they did this last year, but at least we had more trust in them. And that thing with the Mets is that, like, you can't even, like, take all your comments out of them, because then they can go out and have a week and a half where they just play dominant stretch, and that's what all we're hoping for in the playoffs. It's just so annoying because the consistency just isn't there with them. It's just frustrating to see. We'll hope things change, but who knows? Thank you for taking my call. Have a great night. Great weekend, man.
Thanks for the call, Josh. You're going to have to sweat it out every game, or don't. You know, like I said, I was in a Met fan space, and some Met fans saying they turned the game off. They knew that they were going to come back. When it was 4-3, they were like, oh, well, We don't stand a chance because they're going to score enough runs to beat us here, and we're not going to be able to score after that. This Rangers series I think is interesting, though. You've got DeGrom going on Friday. You've got Corbin versus Sproat on Saturday. Will you see Merrill Kelly on Sunday? Because that's an interesting thought as well about how David Stearns, I had a quote card that WFAN put out. One night, I guess I was talking about the Mets, and I said that they needed to pick up a starter at the deadline to navigate through the rest of this season and the National League in the postseason. I felt like it was necessary for them to add a starter. I didn't know that they were going to add three kids as starters, but my thought was add anybody that could potentially help. And they passed on the likes of Merrill Kelly, who is with the Tigers now, not the Tigers now, the Texas Rangers now. They won't see him. They won't see him. I'm like, wouldn't that be something if you face Merrill Kelly and he shoves? DeGrom will shove. Maybe Patrick Corbin will. But I think, you know, home cooking, getting back home, like I said, DeGrom, you know he's going to get a standing ovation in there. People are going to be wearing their DeGrom jerseys. And then you got the alumni classic, the alumni game. You got a bobblehead. You know, I think that the vibes are going to be right, and the Mets will right the ship in their own building a little bit. But you'll still have to sweat it out because you have the Padres after that, you have the Cubs after that, and the Marlins after that. And, like, going into this homestand only up a game and a half, a series could, you know, mess you up. And let's see what the Giants and what the Reds do after that. Jeff is in Louisiana on the Fan. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, hey, Chris. I'm in Case. I did that again.
All good. It will literally be Chris in 13 minutes.
I appreciate your forgiveness. I've really been grieving in a way. I mean, not like somebody died or anything, but I've been grieving about Evan Neal. And so I called asking if maybe you could give me some insight in your opinion. What went wrong? I mean, he's so big, he's so strong, he's so powerful when he can block straight ahead, and the Giants don't even dress him. And I'm just so disappointed. And they came into the season wanting to move toward what the Parcells offensive lines used to be. They wanted to be able to control the clock on the ground, that kind of thing. And they look so pathetic at the goal line. I would have liked to have seen Evan Neal at guard in those situations.
This is my thought on Evan Neal. He got drafted in a tough place. This is a kid who went to IMG Academy. This is a kid who went to Alabama. He was always the biggest kid, always the strongest kid, always played tackle and dominated. And he came to the NFL where everybody's the best, everybody's the biggest, and specifically New York where it's hard to play. And I don't know if he didn't pick up the playbook. I don't know if he just, whatever it was, they moved him off tackle. Now he's at guard learning a new position, and he hasn't picked it up fast enough to even be dressed for the game. He was a 7th overall pick. I think what also hurt him was his comments, right? He attacked like food workers in New York. It was foolish, but he said something about, yeah, I don't care about these people flipping burgers. And it's like, well, I care about these people flipping burgers. I eat a burger anywhere in New York. Like, you got to chill with that. And, you know, that came down hard on him, and he never recovered. So I don't think it could hurt, though. With Greg Van Roten, he is 35. How much worse can Evan Neal be? Obviously, a lot worse that he's not even in a helmet and shoulder pads. Like, they look at him as just a waste of space, waste of a pick for sure.
I go back a long ways. I remember when the Lombardi Packers had some really great offensive linemen like Forrest Gregg. And I think there was a Minnesota Viking. I'm not sure if I have the right team. That had a particularly good guard, and they used to be able to run right behind him. And you knew they were going to run behind him, and you couldn't stop them anyway. I was just wish fulfillment thinking, can't the Giants put Evan Neal in at least sometimes on like a 3rd-and-1? And
I don't know. Right, he might not have the right attitude. There's something there. It's very telling that he was not even dressed week 1. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Just want to get to the next call. I don't know. He's been around for too long. This kid is a freak athlete. He's a monster. He's big. He's strong. I don't know. I don't understand how they're not using him. I don't understand how you even like go through the draft process of talking to a guy, meeting a guy, and bringing him into your building and him being an absolute waste of space. Last call of the night goes to Jeff in Clinton, Connecticut. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Love the show. Follow all your feeds. Love it.
Thanks, man.
I've called numerous times, but just a quick to get to the point, I know we're running out of time here. I don't think getting rid of Micah Parsons was the worst thing for the Cowboys, number one. Number two, I'm a little disappointed in you with your Cowboy fandom. I mean, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan and Yankees fan. I've been through it. You know, we see everybody else win and not us. But, I mean, another question, who are you jumping ship to? Who's your next team that you're going to root for if you're not going to root for the Cowboys?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the Buffalo Bills to fly me out, put me up in a suite when they make their new stadium. Maybe Lamar Jackson, Flock Gang. Maybe I'll go down and rock with the Ravens. I would expect the Giants or the Jets. I live 20 minutes from the stadium. Pull up. I don't know. I've been putting it on my son. When my boy decides who he wants to root for, we will root for them together. I'm just not a Dallas fan. And it ain't just from Micah Parsons. Look at how they fired their coach last year. And Schottenheimer actually looked good in the first week as a head coach. He looked fine. But, like, they made a stupid decision there. They got blown out last time they were in the playoffs. They're always one and done. They're a clown show. I am not a clown. All right. C-Max coming up next. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Good night.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.